You know, it always seems like there are those in the world that are trying to find a way to cheat death, a way to extend their lives unnaturally, or to not die at all, to live forever. You know, some are always looking for the latest medical breakthrough that they can use to extend their life another 10 or 15 or 20 years. Of course, there are always fad diets out there that you can do that are guaranteed to increase your life or something like that. Those who seem to have more money than brains are having themselves frozen at the moment of death so they can, through cryogenics, hoping that some miracle cure will happen in 100 or 200 years down the road, and then they'll be defrosted and healed of whatever killed them, and then they'll go on living forever. Then, of course, there's always the ever-present hunt for the fountain of youth. You know, you look at when Florida was discovered by the Spanish, it was because they were looking for a fountain of youth. Today, it's looking for a genetic key that they can unlock that'll make it so we never age. People are always looking for a way to avoid death, especially in our culture. And it's not bad to advance our current medical technology. It's a very good thing. We should be improving our abilities with medicine and with technology. There's nothing wrong with that. But we as Christians should not want to live on this earth forever. We've got something better waiting for us. We've got the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, who told us that he is the resurrection and the life. He promises us that whoever believes in him, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in him will never die. We have hope of eternal life. Yes, we may have to die here on earth. We may have to go through a death here on earth. But we won't have to die again. We will be raised to a new life and will live forever in this new glorified life. So much better than living forever on this earth. So much better. We'll be like the people of Israel whom Ezekiel was speaking to. You know, our first reading today, the passage immediately before it in the Bible is the dry bones that God raises up and gives flesh and turns into a new people. Well, in the same way, Ezekiel was talking to a people of Israel who had been exiled from the promised land for many years in the Babylonian Empire and were being given a promise that one day they would return to that promised land. Return to their homeland. Well, in our end days, we are currently in exile from our promised land. And in the end times, when our Lord returns again, we will rise from our graves. We will rise from the dead. And we will enter our heavenly promised land, the promised land that we have been given as our homeland. We know this promise because Ezekiel promised that God our Father would put his spirit within us that we may live. And we've received that spirit. When we were baptized, as those who will be baptized at Easter, when we were baptized, we received that Holy Spirit. When the Holy Chrism, the sacred chrism, was poured upon them. Again, at confirmation, just like the confirmation we had here last night, they were sealed with the Holy Spirit when that sacred chrism was placed on their foreheads. When we all had that happen as well. We receive that Holy Spirit that God promised us that will bring us to that new life. St. Paul tells us that the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit dwelling in you. This Holy Spirit will bring us to that everlasting life. By the Holy Spirit working in our lives, we will be prepared for the hoped for resurrection from the dead. But there's a catch. We have to be open to the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to live according to the Spirit. To live according to the Spirit, we need to desire the things of God over the things of earth. That's something that's tough for us to do. We don't want to do that. We like the things of earth. We want the things of earth. But we need to desire the things of God. To do this means to have more than just a do the bare minimums of our faith. You know, it's good that we're here every Sunday. That's a good thing that we come every week for Mass. But that's a minimum. It's good that we receive confession once a month or once a year, but that's a minimum. We should be going further. We should be spending more time in prayer, coming to Mass as frequently as we can, including daily, going to confession as often as we can, especially once a month. We need to be doing more than just the minimums if we're going to truly live according to the Spirit. It also requires us to have a humility to follow Christ over ourselves. And again, that's a difficult thing to do. But we have two options. We have a choice before us, and we have two options. We can follow the crowd that wants to do the medical advancements and seek to live forever in this life, which, by the way, is a guaranteed failure. What's the saying? That life is a 100% mortality rate. No one gets out of it alive. Or we can seek to live with God and with our Lord Jesus Christ forever in heaven. We can follow the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ and of God our Father. As God says through the prophet Ezekiel, I have promised and I will do it.